When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Hey, beloveds, happy Friday. Man, this week has been long for me, but we are still here. We're still pregnant. We're still going. I'm counting down the days for when Baby W makes his debut, and within that, I had to pack my hospital bag this week, and I was, like, procrastinating it. For whatever reason, I don't know. I feel like for some reason, like, when you pack that bag, all of a sudden, it just gets very, very real. And, like, this time, I had to help Marshall pack his hospital bag, too. I mean, last time, that wasn't a thing, because I had my mom there, but I didn't help her pack the bag. But I wanted this time to be a little bit more meticulous about the stuff that I did pack, because last time I completely overpacked for Lyric and packed like nothing for me. And I was calling people left and right to bring me stuff to the hospital. So this fave five this week is inspired by my top five picks of things I need to put in the hospital bag for mommy. This one's not about baby. I think I might do a baby one, pending that I don't pop between now and next Friday. So I looked over a lot of different lists. I kind of took stock of things that I forgot last time and stuff that I wanted this time. Like, and some of these are obvious, but when you have pregnant brain, it's not always obvious to do things like this. So without further ado, first on the list is fuzzy slippers or some sort of comfortable slipper. So last time, this is one of the things that I forgot. Luckily enough for me, when I went to the hospital to be induced, I was wearing like Adidas slides, but your feet, like I had Pitocin and that made me swell up. So that rubber like didn't feel good against my feet. So like those fuzzy like sandals or slippers that you've been seeing all over Instagram that honestly, had I been pregnant in like summer, I would have been wearing the whole time are perfect. Marshall got me a pair for Christmas, super cute leopard Jessica Simpson ones. So my feet will be styling after I give birth, because after you give birth, they want you to walk around and make sure you're okay. I think some of that encourages going poo for the first time, but that's a whole nother podcast. But yeah, I mean, the Jessica Simpson ones I have are like $23. I think a lot. Like these slippers have actually gone on sale since Christmas because the price during Christmas shot up on those. The next on the list is a really long phone cord, because the first time that I gave birth to Lyric, I didn't even get a picture of him right after he was born. I was so out of it and I was really, really stressed out or whatever. So I don't want to repeat that, but obviously you'll want to make sure your phone is charged. And you can also bring a charger as well instead of a very long phone cord. But I feel like, and you need like a 10-foot one, because you don't know where the outlet's going to be. And obviously, you know, after you give birth, you're not going to want to give up and get up and go anywhere. And I'm going to want to have my phone by me for pictures, for TikTok. Yes, I will be TikToking after I give birth. But they have them on Amazon, and really cute designs too. Like they're aesthetic. They have like gray and white. I think it's like $11. And it like it's a universal one. So that's definitely a must. Third on this list is something my girlfriend gave me when I was pregnant with Lyric that I did have the first time around, was chapstick. And I was like, chapstick? Like, why is that a must? Because you're pushing the breath out, which I didn't do that. I'm being dramatic. But with all that breathing, all that huffing and puffing, your lips are going to get dry. And my lips are already dry right now from winter as it is. So a good little tube of chapstick is always a good idea. Keep them moisturized, y'all, because then if you're taking pictures later, it might help too. Next on this list obviously seems like something you would just think to put in there, but I didn't the first time around. A comfy pair of jammies. I literally forgot this. Like, I had to call my friend because I didn't want to be in the hospital gown the whole time. And, I just forgot. And I also get cold really easily. So I would, I want a pair of long sleeve, long pant jammies. But obviously, you can pick whatever you want. Yeah. I had to call my friend and be like, I don't have any pajamas. And I was in the hospital with Lyric for 4 days. Now, I feel like with COVID, especially if you've done it before, they get you in and they get you out. And so I packed 2 pairs of pajamas. So hopefully that'll be enough. And I guess, you know, you can reuse them as well. But yeah, pajamas. The fifth thing on this list I forgot as well, but I wanted to remember this time was a robe. Because when you're up walking around with those slippers, you can either walk around with the hospital gowns they give you that are open in the back, or you can walk around with your pajamas, but that kind of requires maybe changing or putting them on. This is just a super easy throw it on, walk around, so that way people aren't seeing your bum as you walk around the hospital. And they have one on Amazon. I would definitely say a soft cotton and not a satin, because your boobs are going to be leaking. And you're going to see that leak through satin. And I would also recommend a dark color because, yeah, that's a whole nother podcast. You ladies that have given birth know what I'm talking about. Stuff is, how do I say this without being nasty? Stuff is getting stained, okay? There's things happening. So dark colors are probably a good idea. And I think I found this one on Amazon that I will link at my blog at YMS Radio for $23. And it's also just a good investment too, because after birth, when you are walking around like a zombie and say somebody comes to the door unexpectedly, which does happen more often than you would think after you have a baby, as annoying as that is, you're going to want to throw something on. So it's a good little thing to always have a good robe. Some other honorable mentions on the Fave Five that I obviously didn't just put 5 things in my hospital bag. Some flip-flops for the shower, for sure. All your toiletries. I would also say your pillow, because their pillows suck. And then as well as that, a towel, a nice towel, because apparently those are cardboard if you want to, when you take a shower. So yeah, I'm going to put all of the links up to these at my blog at YMS Radio. And probably next week I'll do one for the stuff that you need for baby and the stuff that you don't need. And if you guys have suggestions, I always tell you, the DMs always be open for you. Questions, concerns, comments, stuff you want to hear more of, stuff you want to hear less of. Yeah. Hit me up at Riley Couture, RileyCouture. That's Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Snapchat is at Radio Recon. And then TikTok is at RileyCouture7. You guys, thank you so much for listening for Really Riley. I will talk to you next week, pending that I don't pop. It's Really Riley.